Think we're recording.
Are we now?
That's the soda water.
Oh, the little
bubbly noise.
We do like our soda pop.
We do, especially when it's 30 plus degrees.
Holy smokes, it's been hot again.
We are going to talk again about the Queenston Quarry area, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we call it the Queenston Quarry.
It's Queenston Heights, isn't it?
Queenston Heights, and it's the beginning of the Bruce Trail?
It is, yeah.
Right, which other people might a little bit maybe know it more for that than us knowing it more for the quarry because we're obsessed with quarries.
True.
That was a long-winded...
It also happens to be right by the border between, or the border crossing for... the US and Canada, right?
Right, which we've almost accidentally gone over by mistake in the past.
So yeah, so we're going to talk about that because we found a few more interesting things that we thought we'd like to share with you.
Yeah, and we do spend quite a bit of time there. We love this place.
So where do we want to start?
I want to start with, look at the size of that little jobber.
Beans.
Fava beans from our garden. Can I just say that it is... I'm on overload with the edibles, guys, between the wild edibles and now finally having our own garden again. Whew, I'm on double duty here. So, pardon me while I shell fava beans while talking to you guys, but... I gotta be efficient here.
So we've changed our way of riding this area. So we are now parking permit people for the Queenston Heights Park, which is owned by Niagara Parks. We parked there. Why did we park there the first time?
The first time we parked there, I'll tell you why, because I came on my motorcycle there are two free little small car parks prior to, and they're on quite an incline, and also the road, like the speed limit's around 70, and it's a pretty abrupt turnoff. So, the day that I rode my motorcycle there, that is why we decided, let's take the easy route and park in the huge car park and see what that's all about.
So, we parked in the Queenston Heights car park and realized that the permit for the year was not very expensive. So
how much was it?
I don't remember. $28 or something. As opposed to the day parking, and I think it just seemed easier. Like, it just seemed worth buying. You can sit on the grass, you can, you know, there's plenty of space, so we literally just bought the permit.
For how often we're there, and it can be a little tricky to, and a little dodgy, to pull out of the little small freebie spots with people whipping down that road. And so I think it's, if you're going to go a couple of times, I would say it's actually quite worth getting the permit.
Yeah.
And, it's luxurious.
It was a good move. I'm pleased we did it. So we've been parking there, which is $30. So you get a full run of the woods. You can go in on the blue trail, which you need to look for the... arrows or the signs for the side trail, but we went in on the blue side trail, which we've ridden a lot, but as Jessica said, normally from the little car parks halfway along the road. But the reason that we like that trail is that it's one of the few places where there are actually some mushrooms.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like just some kind of little environment on that, in that corner, that we have found, yeah, a number of different species.
And we've not had an abundant find, but we've had minuscule find of the elusive chanterelles on that trail.
Yeah, which keeps producing, which is lovely, but unfortunately, because it's such a small patch, we never end up with more than a little small sampling, like, you know, tasty little snack, but But each time we go, we've collected a handful or so, which is quite nice.
Yeah, and it's definitely a minuscule snack whenever we get stuck into it.
We just had that said minuscule snack a few moments ago.
We did. So we've been riding this trail, the Blue Trail, particularly because we like the mushrooms. So we cruised along the Blue Trail, which goes... I mean, we tend to stay left as much as possible, which, if you ride it, it will make sense. Pretty much to the end, and then you can do a little figure of eight and come back through the new trails that have been built on the land that the quarry owns, where there's some kind of interesting ups and downs and drops and things.
It's a good warm-up, too. Starting from that point, like, it's a nice intro into your... session.
And unlike the main Bruce Trail, there's not many people on it normally. And interestingly, we did have a couple actually say bike because they were coming up that drop, that chute thing, weren't they, as we were coming down,
which
could have been interesting.
Good thing they did. That could have been a little bit of an oopsie ouchie for somebody.
So yeah, just taking your time on that part. When it's busy. I mean,
Go on. I was going to say, or it's never a bad idea to have your bear bell.
Yeah, that's true.
Ding-a-linging as you stroll through.
I mean, the interesting thing is the car park was busy, like very busy. And we saw were they the only people we saw out on the actual trail? Probably.
We saw two people prior to that on the more main trail.
Oh, yeah, walking on the, yeah. So there's often... disproportionate amount of cars in the car park to the people out on the trail. So we rode out, did what we normally do, and then I have been doing a little bit of kind of route planning, I guess, to try and create a circuit, because I prefer a loop. This is actually a figure of eight, and took you on a new trail, which, yeah, I think... new trail, new bike. How'd that go?
Excellent. Yes, the loop, or as you're calling it, actually more for truth, a figure eight, is lovely. I mean, I've always had a great time at Queenston, always, but it's so nice that it's now just a simple, tidy little loop, or figure of eight. Yeah, the new little bit that you have discovered, it's great. Like I said, it's just such a nice ride. It's not too long, not too short. There's a good variety of sort of everything in there. Nothing too difficult, but definitely a few things that kind of gets my heart pumping a little bit or are tricky enough that I feel like I've sort of achieved something. You know, each time, and some bits that I get, and some bits that I sometimes still have to either put a foot down or walk the rest of the way up. Like, it hasn't gotten old or boring.
No. And I mean, I think, you know, you can do the minimum, which is probably 6 or 7 miles. And then if you extend your time in the quarry area or in the kind of Queenston Heights in the actual woods, you can probably get it up to more like 10 or 12.
How many was the figure of eight?
That 10, I think we
10?
Did.
10? Yeah.
9 point something. So the difference is you pick back up this blue side trail, which is a fairly steep descent. I would say it's probably one of the longest descents in this area.
definite thigh burner for Jessica.
Interesting, right? Rocky, rooty, not straightforward.
No, you're right. There is a good variety in... I think some of my favorites, as I was saying, were some of those little mini rock gardens, or it's...
where they have, like, the rocks that you kind of go over to get over something.
Yeah. Again, they're sort of just a little bit different or challenging enough that I feel like, woo, I did it. But not too hard that I'm like, oh god, that looks dicey and I'm going to hurt myself.
No, I think the other thing with Queenstown as well is that it drains quickly. Like, even after, you know, a couple of days of rain, like, you have some puddles to avoid, but it doesn't just sit there like a big swamp like some of the places in the area. So, you do this long descent, which is following one of the Bruce side trails, which is waymarked blue. And that puts you out onto York Road, I think. You then cruise along York Road and you're looking for what I believe is an old railway line, but it's a tarmac path just before you get to the main road, which is traffic free. And it's a fairly gradual climb back up to the parking lot. But you had a bit of fun on the road, riding along, looking at the houses. And
I did. Some just really cool, old, beautiful houses and stone and, I mean, some new monstrosities, like modern monstrosities in there as well. But, you know, on one side, you've got the escarpment behind the houses going up. And then on the other side, you have these, like, rolling hills and views of vineyards or orchards. Like, it's pretty spectacular and, well, stunning actually. But I was gonna say that incline on that paved path that you found it's really actually quite pleasant. I was just thinking about, prior to you finding that one, we had found another path, which unfortunately is a walking path or footpath only. And was that an old railway line?
It's the first railway line in Canada, I believe, which was horse-drawn, which went from Niagara on the lake to the viewing place for Niagara Falls, I believe. Right. I think that's what the purpose of it was for, and most of the track bed is still in place, but I think they've had a couple of slide outs, and also they put in York Road, which crosses over it. But yeah, we explored the rail trail from York Road as far as we could go, really, which was just at the bottom of the escarpment looking up. It was just quite impressive, wasn't it?
Oh my goodness, it was magical in there. But again, that was footpath only.
Yeah.
And then kind of didn't take you all the way to the top of the escarpment. We had to do a bit of a bike and hike, like climbing up, which was not easy. Clearly not a route to take to get you back to the top. So just to say that now that you have found the way and on that pavement path to get, you know, quite a ways up, it's a pretty awesome hill to climb. Like, you're not on the road. It's nice tarmac, like you said. It's beautiful on either side of you. There's tons to kind of, you know, look at. While you might as well have something cool to look at. That's while true. Slogging it up a hill. And I mean, as far as going up, 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 that was a pleasant up, up, up.
Yeah, keep your eye out for people coming the other way going very quickly. That's the only thing I would say.
Like, yeah, for sure.
People tend to cruise down there pretty fast. So what else did you have to add?
Well, there is an unbelievable amount of wild grapes.
Yep.
Down here and in there in particular. They're just starting to ripen as well. I mean, we had a few that we snacked on and crunched on with their seeds, and they're quite sour, but they're just starting to come. So that was a nice little wild edible treat. As we mentioned, we hit our little chanterelle patch or patches.
We did.
What else did we find? The milkweed pods are already coming out. And I think there was a few that we picked, but they might be a little bit on the elderly side or past past prime for consuming anyways, so we're gonna play with those a little bit. And one of the things that I wanted to revisit at the bottom of said ginormous down was I spotted these huge blackberries a couple of weeks ago that were not yet ripe, and we revisited them right on time. And there wasn't as many as I had thought and hoped for, but holy smokes, how delicious were those?
Yeah, they were excellent.
Like jumbo, and I'm sure that there's a name for the little seeds.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if the humidity, the rain and sun, and then it's shaded there has helped them, because they were big and juicy, weren't they?
Holy smokes, yeah. The little beads on the berries,
yeah.
Like, just exploded.
A bit hidden, so the birds didn't seem to have got at them either. So,
and thornier than all get out. Oh my goodness gracious, I would not want to fall down in a patch of those.
And bug ridden.
Oh my goodness gracious. All the things. I meant to look up the exact name of this species and I didn't. I'm sorry. But there was a type of hedgehog that we found, hedgehog mushroom, that is. Not critter. I would be pretty excited to find that also, but
floating around in Canada.
Yes, but speaking of mushrooms, there was a variety of hedgehog that we discovered down there a couple of weeks ago as well, and I was ever so excited because we love hedgehogs. They're delicious.
Just gotta get the right one.
But this one I did learn after, of course, after doing all the work of cleaning and cutting and cooking, to then find out that this variety, although edible, is definitely on the bitter side and not really for everyone's taste. And I got some more learning to do about those, perhaps there's another way, like maybe it's a mushroom that would be better to dehydrate and use in a different application, or
put in a soup or something.
Yeah, like make a broth or grind to a powder. So I don't think I'm done with that one just yet. But just to say, I did sort of check on the patch that we had found those a few weeks ago, and there was some new ones rocking up there. So that was great to know. And lots of boletes seem to be popping up in that neck of the woods as well. A few different varieties.
Take your bug spray, though, if you're going to be foraging.
Hoo-wee. Yeah, It can get quite buggy in there, for sure, eh?
Yeah. I mean, if I ride on my own, I don't tend to stop. So it's bearable, but you do end up with a swarm in front of your eyeballs, which you had as well as me.
We both really experienced that the other day. I felt like there was a cobweb stuck to my helmet that was like...
Got flies caught in
exactly.
It.
Yeah. And I kept, swatting or rubbing my own face and helmet, and there was nothing there. It was kind of bizarre, but very distracting.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, I mean, that's really what I wanted to say about some of the edibles in there. There is, and, we've spotted oysters and stuff. Like, there is a good variety of fungi in there.
And it's a cool place to just go and check out for yourself, on foot or by bike, I would say.
Absolutely. And I'll get back to kind of the park area, and particularly if you're going to park in the parking
Queenston
parking pass or metered spot. That's where, more of the lawn green space is. And we kind of explored that a little bit more this time too. And I didn't realize, but I mean, it's huge. It is a holiday weekend, so like Jamie said, there was a ton of people using that space, hardly any in the woods, but a ton of people using that space, but it's so big that it didn't feel overly packed. But there was a lot more there than I knew that there was there. There was a big splash pad that I didn't know. There were tennis courts. there's like some sections of garden and flowers with paths and pretty cool. And there's a beautiful lookout spot as well that we still, there was a little few too many people stopped there for this time around for us. But
there's the, you know, barbecue areas as well, where you just bring your coal and fire up your own, your park barbecue.
Tons of the barbecues and so many people using them. It was so awesome to see so many people out firing them up with a huge flame going and cooking their barbecue stuff. And tons of like statues and monuments and like there's a lot to kind of explore and look at and wander through there.
Yeah, I would say so. It's definitely could be a ride of two parts, you know. You can go and throw yourself through the woods and down the whoops and go the big downhill right up the road and then go in the park and cruise around looking at the monuments and the view. Like you could have a good, you know, a good, spend a good day in there having, you know, poking about and then have a barbecue in the car park afterwards. Like
definitely it's a full day destination if you would like it to be, or you know, if part of your family rides and part of your family doesn't ride, there's enough stuff
for both
the non-riders to kind of hang out and do. That's interesting.
But and also when you look on a map, you know, don't be fooled by its location because it looks like it's a border crossing and actually there's a lot more going on.
Yeah,
so just one thing left to say, I think.
Get lost.